wonder if something you said, Steve, connects with something Leonard was saying about why we don't enter into this. You know, we must confess we all are at different maturity levels. Mm-hmm. We all have entered into these things in a different degree. I'm wondering if what you brought up about the fact that after this confession was made, the Lord began to deal with the truth of his rejection. And that was an offense to them. That was a serious offense to them. It's easy to believe on Jesus and to say, yes, he died for my sins. But to say I'm lined up with one whom this world hates means I'm going to be hated too. That is not pleasant. That is not a nice thought. Oh, we like the thought. Oh, yeah, eternal life, sins forgiven, I'm going to glory. Wait a minute, I might have to suffer. I don't like that. Isn't that part of our problem? Paul, when he was confronted by the Lord, there was no question to him. He counted the cost right there. If Jesus is that one that died for me, that's speaking to me right now, there's no question in my mind I'm willing to suffer for him because all that he did for me. And we don't often weigh that. I think the Lord brought this in a parable about counting the cost of discipleship. You know, if we aren't willing to count the cost of what it means to follow the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, in this scene, we may fall under the weight of the fear of reproach. And if we do, it compromises our testimony terribly. In fact, some saints have been so turned off by reproach that they actually act like unbelievers. They live like the world. And so we need to really be careful of this. The Lord made it clear over and over and over again to take up the cross daily and follow me. Don't pretend. We can't be pretend Christians. To really follow the Lord Jesus means I know he died for me on that cross and rose again and is living to keep me, but to follow him daily may mean suffering with him.
I was thinking of the relationship. We're talking about relationship here. The father has a son. That relationship never changes. Now, the son may go off. Still father, but still son. Not a good relationship. But then you have a son that really loves the father and is obedient to the father as much as he can be. There's a good relationship there. And I was thinking of just the subject we've been thinking throughout this whole time, the subject of this relationship that the Father, God the Father, had with the Son, and the Son had with the Father. And then we read about other father-son relationships too in the Scripture, which are not the same at all. And we have that in our own lives too. But I was thinking of in Hebrews 2 of the relationship and the sons, not the Son of God, but what Jesus has done for us in Hebrews 2. We'll read in verse 9, Hebrews 2 and 9, but it would be worthwhile for anyone to read the other verses that go with it. In verse 9 it says, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons, that's us, unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. That's just what you're talking about. Being willing to suffer. Being willing to be identified as sons with the true Son of God. Co-heirs to the Son and the heirs of God. What a wonderful place we have. Are we? That's a relationship that we had this one. It can't be broken, really. That relationship really can't be broken if we fully understand what it is the Lord Jesus has done to delight the Father. It was in obedience, wasn't it? And our lives should show forth that in in our actions.
We see.
We can speak little and act a lot to represent either the devil or God and His Son, Lord Jesus. So it's important to get a hold of it.
Amen. We see how these thoughts expressed from the verses flow into each other, and those thoughts that you brought out flow into the last session, which is almost upon us. I was thinking maybe we can just close this session with hymn 181.